It is 88 degrees in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. The sale of Williamson Health to Ascension St. Thomas took an important step forward last night. The Williamson County Commission approved a non-binding letter of intent for the $700 million proposal. That means negotiations can go forward while both sides exchange records. Williamson Health is currently a government-owned hospital. Ascension St. Thomas is in the spotlight after a serious medication error harmed several joint replacement patients at its Midtown facility. Given the size of the deal and the seriousness of the medication mix-up, some county commissioners expressed caution. Debate went on for hours before the vote to continue moving forward. After the due diligence and negotiation phase, commissioners will have to vote again on whether to go through with the sale. It's the busy season for all things arts. Time for season openers and festivals. One that's already underway is the Shades of Black Theater Festival in Nashville. It's been an annual event for 20 years, staying true to its mission of elevating works by Black playwrights while being inclusive and welcoming to anyone. Co-founder Sean Witzel says a favorite of the festival is an immersive theater experience that will be performed later this month.
It's called Destined Beyond. My theater company is the Destiny Theater Experience, so it's a play upon that. The beyond part is because we're going beyond the stage. So there are, we're using the entire building, and people can find pockets of, and there will be scenes and short plays happening throughout the building. So it's kind of like a art gallery, like a live art gallery.
The Shades of Black Theater Festival continues through September 27th at the Dark Horse Theater in Nashville. You can hear more about it on Wednesday's episode of This Is Nashville, which you can listen to on WPLN.org or wherever you get your podcasts. An Indigenous arts festival, dance classes for people using wheelchairs, musical performances to improve children's literacy. These are just some of the 176 total projects that won funding from the Metro Nashville Arts Commission announced this week. Through its Thrive and Operating Support Grants, Metro Arts has doled out more than $3 million for the next fiscal year. Those go to support arts organizations and artist-led community projects. The grantees were selected by a 45-person community panel. This is WPLN.